Here with me in this interview, I'm speaking with Wayne Beck. Wayne, tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and a little bit about your background.
Well, my home is in Lodi, California. And I was born on a cattle ranch in Panhandle, Texas, Panhandle, about 71 years ago. I've owned Appaloosas since about 1950. My father bought me an Appaloosa, two-year-old Appaloosa colt, 1950, and since then, I've owned Appaloosas probably more on than off of the time. I've had running Appaloosas. I've done cutting with Appaloosas. For a period of time, 20 some years, I had pacers and trotters. I raced pacers and trotters in California and Canada and Illinois and various places in the United States. And I got out of that. And my oldest son was in quarter horses. And he needed a nice stallion. He was trying to stand a homegrown one. So I went back to Raleigh, North Carolina, and bought a horse by the name of Zippin' Bonanza Flash and gave $100,000 for him. At one time, I had the distinction of causing a quarter horse stallion to sell for $400,000. And the fellow was from up in, I believe, Kansas or Nebraska somewhere. And then I wound up buying the son. And so Al Anderson, he's a longtime trainer in California, kind of done some stuff on the national level. He was in the middle of a divorce and needed a place to stay. And come over and talk to him. And I knew who he was and had years before had showed a little bit and you know, knew Al's reputation. So he moved his show string into my barn, and I built him an apartment in it. He lived there for, a couple of years. And anyway, he had an old horse called Unzipped and wanted me to buy him, so I purchased him from the lady, and this one thing led from the other. Here I am.
Well, you've seen, I'm guessing then, a lot of things that have happened in this business and with this breed over the years. What are some of the things that kind of stand out in your mind as far as when it comes to Appaloosas, that from when you got into it till today? It's certainly got to be some maybe important moments in either personally or just within what's happened with the organization or with the breed.
Well, the breed is really, really involved, you know, revolved around the quarter horse, I think. I mean, years ago when I first started breeding Appaloosas, it was an Appaloosan thoroughbred or thoroughbred to Appaloosa. Now it's quarter horse to Appaloosa, and I think it's really changed the look of the breed. I think it's changed the performance. I know it. I have a halter stud, and I have several halter studs, but I have one pleasure stud that I breed just a quarter horse mares, a few spot leopard. And you can see I think he's on the top breeder's list. He's not the top, but he's on the breeder's list, national breeder's list. And he you gotta cross him to get away from the old Nez Perce foundation. Mm-hmm. We have a foundation age stallion here. He's 73% foundation, but he don't look it. You know, he's. I think he's got 11 medallions, so he's been a national champion and a world champion.
How about the shows then? You know, let's look at this one here. We're in Jackson after being in Oklahoma for I'm not even sure how long, but pretty big move, especially geographically. How do you think that's worked, at least so far, from what you've seen?
Well, I'm still out on that too. I mean, it you know, cost me $2,500 to get two trailers here, in fuel alone.
Yeah.
They spent over a week on the road because we stopped at the Ardmore show, which we needed to rest our horses. But it's a pretty hard, grueling 4-day trip from here to the West Coast. I would have liked to have seen it a little closer to the center of the United States. As far as the West Coast is concerned, it's nothing to drive 750 miles to a show.
About how far was it to get here, do you know?
2,100 and some odd miles. You know, we need something else. I don't know what. I'm not too sure. I guess if they'd have a show in Miami, Florida, I'd have at least two trailer loads of horses there. I think we have 21 here.
That would be about as far from where you are as you can get, that's for sure.
Just about right. So, you know, I've told everybody that for the last year, if you come to Jackson, Mississippi with a good attitude about it, you'll probably leave with a good experience. You know, if you come here mad and upset about it, then your chances of having a good experience would be pretty short, I think.
Yeah.
I see that most of the people that you seen in Oklahoma's here. Looks like they've had a fairly good turnout. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I don't know what the numbers are. I don't know if they've got a currently updated
one.
I'm
not privy to that either.
Yeah.
I think that looks like the classes are pretty close to the same. So far, the youth, I have two granddaughters that show in the youth, one in the walk trot, a 10-year-old and a 14-year-old, or a 12-year-old. And it seemed like their classes was about the same as they were in Oklahoma. Maybe a tick smaller, but I think the fuel had something to do with some of that, I want to think.
Well,
moving here, but just the fuel prices, I think, hurt.
Well, if you look forward, you know, out into the future here, not only what would you like to see happen, but what do you hope will happen in terms of, you know, the breed and where you'd like to see that get to versus where it's at right now? Anything you might want to comment on that?
Well, I'd like to see a better market for them. I don't know about the rest of the United States, but I know in California, the market's just about nil with the Mustang adoption program that they have going out there. You know, at least once a year, about every county fair in California, they'll bring 100 to 125 head of Mustangs and Burros there, and for around $100 you can get one. And you know, you get what you pay for anyway. So our horses that don't work, you know, doesn't work for the halter part, and we don't think that it'll work for the pleasure part, then you have kind of a hard time getting rid of them. You know, in California, there's a law, if you sell a horse knowing it's going to go for human consumption, it's a felony. And the horses in California are not in the agriculture department. They're considered pets. So I would really like to see a better marketing tool. There's only really one decent sale for Appaloosas, and that's the World Show sale. And it's kind of limited because of the people having to haul them there and then haul them home. And I've thought about taking a few to the sale, but you know, they don't bring any more than they do from the Mexicans at home buy them. And teach them to dance, make charro horses out of them, you know. So it's that's something that I think that I wish we could get something going national-wise, more sales like they used to have. California used to be probably the premier state for Appaloosas, and they had some of the premier sales and stuff out there, and they don't even have a sale anymore. A breed sale.
Okay.
I think if they leave the breed, the outcross breeding program, they stopped that. And, you know, I got rid of all my quarter horses that I was going to breed and cross, other than a few mares that I breed to a few spot leopard pleasure horse. I think that set back, the pleasure horse part of it back some. You know, I really do. I think it set it back about 3 years. I think we're in right now feeling it, you know. I think in the next couple of years we'll probably feel that cross, people stop it. And then they've got the permit that you get without cross if you don't get color now. I like the old CPO program that they had, that you can CPO them and go ahead and show them. Because if you look around, most biggest percentage of your pleasure horses are non-characteristic. Mm-hmm. You know, they're solid color. And yeah, talk to the trainers, and they like them non-colored. You know, so I think they leave that breeding part of it alone a while longer and kind of encourage it. I think that'll help the breed revolve into and get away from the old Nez Perce influence. Mm-hmm. You know, that's been hard to overcome. I think it's evolving. I think it's coming on. You know, I think that the Appaloosa pleasure horses, I think, are equal or above the paints, and I do believe that the halter horses are probably equal to the paints, if not above. The old adage of we raise Appaloosas to ride and show at halter, I think, is gone by the wayside. I think there's a halter breed and there's a pleasure horse breed, just like there's a reining and a cutting horse side of it. You know, I think it's a specialty, and I think that the people, the sooner most of the people recognize that, I think the breed will evolve a lot, you know, will revolve a lot faster, you know, come on better.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Wayne, for taking a few minutes to talk with me here at the National Appaloosa Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.